तसुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुख कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठं वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश यस्मिन् विरुध्य दशकन्धर आर्तिमार्च्छत् मधुर वैष्णवी अस्मत् प्रसाद सुमुखः कलया कलेश इक्ष्वाकुवंश अवतीर्य गुरोर्निदेशे तिष्ठन् वनं सदयितानुज आविवेश Yasmin virudhya dashakandhara marti marchat. Word for word, asmat, unto us, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant. Prasada, causeless mercy. Sumukha, so inclined. Kalaya, with his plenary extensions. Kaleshaha, the Lord of all potencies. Ikshvaku, Maharaj Ikshvaku, in the dynasty of the sun. Vamshe, family. Avatirya, by descending in. Guroho, of the father or spiritual master. Nideshe, under the order of. Tishthan, being situated in. Vanam, in the forest. Sa Daita Anujaha, along with his wife and younger brother. Avivesha, entered. Yasmin, unto whom. Virudhya, being rebellious. Dashakandharaha, Ravana, who had 10 heads. Artim, great distress. Archat, achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Due to His causeless mercy upon all living entities within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with His plenary extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaja Ikshvaku as the Lord of His internal potency, Sita. Under the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharatha, he entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with his wife and younger brother. Ravana, who was very materially powerful, with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against him and was thus ultimately vanquished. Purport. Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his brothers, namely Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna, are his plenary expansions. All 4 brothers are Vishnu Tattva and were never ordinary human beings. There are many unscrupulous and ignorant commentators on Ramayana who present the younger brothers of Lord Ramachandra as ordinary living entities. But here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the most authentic scripture on the science of Godhead, it is clearly stated that his brothers were his plenary expansions. Originally, Lord Ramachandra is the incarnation of Vasudev. Lakshman is the incarnation of Sankarsana. Bharat is the incarnation of Pradyumna. And Shatrughna is the incarnation of Aniruddha. Expansions of the personality of Godhead. Lakshmi Ji Sita is the internal potency of the Lord and is neither an ordinary woman nor the external potency incarnation of Durga. Durga is the external potency of the Lord and she is associated with Lord Shiva. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.7, the Lord appears when there are discrepancies in the discharge of factual religion. Lord Ramachandra also appeared under the same circumstances, accompanied by his brothers, who are expansions of the Lord's internal potency, and by Lakshmi Ji Sita Devi. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ధ్యేయం సదా పరిభవఘ్నమభీష్టదోహం తీర్థాస్పదం శివ విరంచినుతం శరణ్యం భృత్యార్తిహం ప్రణతపాలభవాభిపోతం వందే మహాపురుషుతే చరణారవిందం హంతాయమద్రిరబలాహరిదాసవర్యో యద్రామకృష్ణచరణస్పర్శప్రమోదః మానం తనోతి సహ గోగణయోస్తయోర్యత్ పానీయసూయవసకందరకందమూలైః మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుదీనతారణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యఈశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. I'm extremely grateful to the temple management here for giving this opportunity to serve despite totally lack of qualifications. And I, with prostrated obeisances and to the lotus feet of everybody assembled here, I seek blessings so that we can speak for our purification, for your inspiration and for the glorification of the lordships and our acharyas. Srila Prabhupada writes here, Ram is Kaleshah, he is the Isha of Kala, his internal potency, which is Sita. And he comes as Kalayasah, Kalaya is his internal expansions, which he says as Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna. And right at the outset, as though seeing what will happen in the future, Prabhupada writes, these are not ordinary human beings. As though Prabhupada could foresee in the beginning of the 21st century that the popularity of Ram, Lakshman, Sita and Shatrughna might be used by those who still consider them as ordinary living beings and Ramayana as just a story, not history. Prabhupada would remind us, it is history. It is factual. But people with poor fund of knowledge will consider it to be just a story. And Ram, Lakshman, Shatrughna, Sita to be just ordinary human beings. Even not that. Just some characters. 20 years from when Srila Prabhupada would have made this statement, this would have been written in 1967. We can maybe imagine that. 20 years after that, in 1987, some University of Chicago personnel came up with a publication which became very popular and also very controversial. Popular with people maybe, with the way Kali Yuga is progressing, but very unsavory to the devotees. The publication said, the title was 300 Ramayanas and More. So in the last 2,500 years, they have dug out that there are at least 300 Ramayana retellings. They carefully use the word retellings and not variants. and many of them were really bizarre. For example, one South Asian version was Hanuman, our very dear Hanuman, who is the emblem of both devotion and celibacy, control of senses, falls quite short of devotion and celibacy in that version. They call it retelling because if you call it variant, there must be an original variant because your variation to what? Something original. But that might not go well with them. So they said it's retelling. There is no original Ramayana. But for devotees, this is like a shikharani, but you put a lot of salt in it. It's unsavory. For devotees, understand that it is history, and one could do some analysis also. But for them, the pramana comes from the life history of saints of impeccable character who live devotion to Ram. For them, that's the biggest pramana. This personality, which is all throughout the history we have seen in South India, in West India, East India, everywhere abroad, those whose character is really impeccable. Just like Bharat. Bharat had devotion to Lord Ram internally. And externally, it got expressed as concern towards each and everyone. And that's why we don't hear that Ram Ayodhya got attacked even once in 14 years of his exile. It never happened. Because his internal devotion reflected as external concern for everybody else. And that was the impeccable character. Like that, Bharat, many saints have come in the lineage of Ram's devotion, and that remains as pramana. No chronological analysis is needed or no such journal is needed. There is one more pramana. And for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that stands out. What is that? Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam. Puranam Amalam, and with a little stretch we can say Pramanam Amalam. It's a spotless Puran and a spotless Praman. Isn't it so that so many times in Bhagavatam this story is indicated of Ram? Maybe a little bit details are here and there, but as they say, mota moti, more or less, the story is the same thing. In fact, if we kind of do a cross-sectional analysis of other Puranas, they kind of indicate here and there, like the story of Ritrasura that comes in Rig Veda also, other Puranas also. So it's like different Puranas are holding their hands together and saying that it's that story only which Adi Kavi who wrote Valmiki Ramayana. And there are bona fide other Ramayans also which we call the Purak Ramayana or the complementary Ramayana. There may be Kalpa Bhed, but they increase the ecstasy in the hearts of devotees like Ramacharitmanas, like Kamba Ramayana, so on and so forth. For devotees, this is the pramana. And for in Bhagavatam, already we see the story of Ram a little bit in third canto. Then ninth canto is about Ram Leela. And now we are in the second canto. And we see a verse in 11th canto. We all know that verse. That's like a codified verse. It can mean the life history of Ram or Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Sri Krishna. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita raj lakshmim dharmishta aryavachasa yadagadaranyam. Tyaktva, he left raj lakshmim because he was dharmishta from on the orders of aryavachasa, his father. Maya mrigam dayitayepsita anvadhavat. Dayitaya, his beloved, was telling that is the golden mriga. So he ran after that. To such Sri Ram, Mahapurush, I offer my obeisances. For the devotees, for those who are reveling in the devotion to Lord Ram, the pastimes of actually any avatar, such as Lord Ram, is one saga, just one of the saga of many sagas of how he casts his mercy on the devotees. And there is a key verse, key compound word in this verse which indicates that. The first one. Asmat prasada sumukha. Brahmaji is saying, this is the chapter on scheduled incarnations. There are unscheduled incarnations also. But in this chapter, in scheduled incarnation, Brahmaji is saying, Asmad, Asmadadinam, Brahmadinam, for all of us, Prasade, in giving mercy, he is Sumukha. Sumukha can mean beautiful face, smiling face, but it means somebody who is just so inclined to cast mercy on all of us. That's Lord. Asmat Prasada Sumukha. That's how all the different avatars are coming in different time zones, not zones, time periods, different geographical locations, so that they can sprinkle some mercy. And that's our preoccupation, devotees, to think. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Daya Karaha Vichar Daya Paibe Haibe Chitte Chamatkar. This chamatkar is literally a chamatkar word. It means astonishment. And it is used in the sense of something which causes an effervescence in the heart. Udgar, what we call in Hindi. Or one just turns towards the Lord. This particular incarnation, Ram, and his story, Ramayana, is meant to plunge the devotees in Karuna Ras. Ras means mellow. Hard to translate, but it means something which we feel in the heart, astonishment, chamatkar. Thinking about Lord's mercy and extending that Lord's mercy to others. That is rasa. What is Karuna rasa? Thanks to Rupa Goswami, he wrote Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. So in the last kind of fourth section of the book called Northern Ocean, there's a very small chapter, 14 verses. On Karuna Ras, and he describes it very nicely. Atmo chitair vibhavadair nita pushtim satam hridi. Hridi, in the heart of satam. Satam means little sensible devotees or who can feel for it. Something develops. Pushtim, pushtim means nourishment. Something gets nourished. How it gets nourished? Atmo chitair vibhavadair. Ingredients. Just like the basic ingredient for like people who are making madhuram sweets could be milk, and then they put maybe cardamom powder or the raisins or carob powder, somewhere is chocolate powder, something is made. So out of the ingredients, a final product comes out. Rupa Goswami is saying, Bhavet Shoka Ratir Bhakti Raso Karuna Vidaha. That in the main ingredient of Shokratir. Shokratir means a feeling of lamentation. Okay, what happens? When it is mixed with the cardamoms and other ingredients, it becomes elevated to Bhakti Rasa. And say, wait a minute, how can you have Shokratir? Feeling of lamentation. Even in ordinary society, we see that. What we call tear jerker cinema. People are passing out tissues and the handkerchiefs and they are having nice cry and they come out and you say, what just happened? It was very good experience. But you just cried. In drama also, this goes all the way back to Bharat Muni, who calls it, when we see drama, you start identifying with the characters and get plunged in that Karuna Rasa. In Greek tragedy, it is called catharsis. You see something breaks inside you and hence something enters inside you. When we need Ramayana, this is all about Karuna Rasa. Beginning with the Shoka of Valmiki, isn't it? How did this curse come out of me? And the Shoka became the Shloka later on. You progress further and we see again a Shoka. Dashrath is not getting progeny. Progress further, again Ashoka, why are you taking my Ram from me, Vishwamitra, isn't it? And we can just go on in the list. Biggest Shoka, of course, is the separation of Ram and Sita. In Valmiki Ramayana, I believe it's Aranyakand, there are chapters after chapters of Ram lamenting and Lakshmana telling him, it's okay, it's all right. But when we see that, and there is some sense of satamness, some mercy which our acharyas have cast on us, through which we do sadhana, our heart has opened up and the Karuna Ras enters. extraordinary and ordinary devotees. Now, no devotees are ordinary, but I'm saying extraordinary because some have been marketed by our acharyas by writing their hagiographies or the books, but there are some devotees whom nobody knows. Maybe that's Krishna's plan to keep them without the limelight. But all of them have been plunged into Karuna Ras. We hear of King Kulashekhar, isn't it? We hear of Ram Das Vipra from Chaitanya Charitamrita. They won't eat food because they realized that Ram and Sita have nothing proper to eat. They would organize armies to go and fight because they just figured out what happened. Sita has been kidnapped. Totally came out of their bodily and mental and whatever identification and just plunged into Karuna Rasa. And these were extraordinary devotees about which we hear. Ordinary devotees also. Maybe around us. Maybe in our families. Maybe not so philosophically astute. But plunged into Karuna Ras. We have seen. When partition happened, there were a lot of Ram devotees who came from the other side of the partition to some areas in India. They were given some places, maybe in Rajasthan, some in Vrindavan also. And such was their lives that simple ladies are, in Hindi call it, been rahe hain. Gehun beenna. With what is called de-husking the grains. Because that time you don't have the mechanism to do it, so they are doing it. And just in the talk, the conversation goes to, why does Kaikai have to do this? Ram was so dear, and they start breaking down. Ordinary conversation at such a heightened level of bhakti ras. But nobody knows them. Somehow we heard it. So this is the devotee's preoccupation to read stories about Ramayana, because these stories of Ramayana are doing the best thing which is expected, that is melting of the heart. We were just thinking that in the connected society for today, we hear many things here and there, even in our society. But Srimad Bhagavatam tells us that verses such as these, Tadashmasaram Hridayam Batedam Yad Grihamanair Na Hari Nam Videyai. Yes. Na Vikriyetatha Yada Vikaro Netre Jalam Gatra Ruheshu Harsha. This is like the to be made in font 64 and pasted somewhere. Because when we head out to look outside, maybe this also has to be looked at. Well, nothing is happening here. So better I worked on myself. The melting of the heart is not happening. And we can say that this testimony was given none other than Ishwar Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That what's happening to you is bona fide. Go ahead. Nothing else is needed. We remember the section when I believe he is describing to Prakashananda Saraswati, when Prakashananda is telling, Jada uchak kyun rahe, why are you jumping so much? And he said that, what to do, my Gurudev tells. Bhaila hoila paile tumi parama purushart. Khub bhalo. Very good. Sadhu. You have paila. I think Marathi is paije. Chahiye. Paila, you have obtained what? Parama purushat. Tomara premete ami hoila kritart. I become krita kritya. I become satisfied by seeing your love. Eta bali eka shloka shikhaila more. I will tell you one shloka. Bhagavate rashara ai bole. Bare bare. This appears to be the essence of Bhagavat, and it is being said again and again. What is that shloka? Evam vritam priya nam swa priya nam kirtya. By the swa is generally used for Krishna, not for us. Swa. స్వప్రియ నామకీర్త్య జాతానురాగో ద్రుత చిత్త. దాట్స్ ద మోల్టన్ హార్ట్. Somebody was asking one very respected sannyasi that why do people say strong words? It is taken very seriously. My heart is soft. So sannyasi said, maybe the heart is really not soft. Otherwise it wouldn't have been taken so seriously. Because a molten and a soft heart has the imprint of whom? The Lord and His consort. That's the whole purpose of Karuna Rasa exposition. Druta Chitta Uchaihi. Then what happens? Hasati Atho Roditi Rauti Gayati. How? Pagalpan. Unmadavan Lokabhaya Nityati. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. So such a person has a molten heart. And this is our thinking when we hear about such words, Asmad Prasada Sumukaha, that Lord is casting all His different incarnation all across the globe because He loves us and He is super inclined, Sumukaha, to give us mercy. Now, there are many, many incarnations, but even one incarnation is also inclined to cast mercy in unique ways. Asmat Prasada Sumukaha can be glossed in this way too. Not only many avatars, but one avatar also. In the lives of different, maybe different Vaishnav Sampradayas, different lineages, different Guru Paramparas, there is a different accent, a different way in which Krishna reciprocates. Prabhupada mentions in this verse, both, all are Vishnu Tattva. And devotees understand Ram, Krishna, Narsingha. But still, they have a liking towards one, isn't it? Sridhar Swami, who comes in, some say Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, his Ishtadev is Nrsingadev. And for some it is Radha Krishna, for some it is Lakshmi Narsimha. And there you bring somebody who worships Raghunath in front of Jagannath, he'll say, please become Raghunath. This happened in the life of Murari Gupta, Swayam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much more convincing can one get? He tried to tell him, well, chant the name of Krishna, giving all sorts of arguments. But he couldn't. And Mahaprabhu was happy that glorious is the master who doesn't leave the servant, and glorious is the servant who doesn't want to leave the master. It also happened in the life of a very famous saint in India, Tulsi Das. He came to Vrindavan around 16th century and or beginning of 17th century to a place near Gyana Gudri. That's a place which is touted or claimed to be a place where sort of Uddhava's Gudri, the sack of Gyan, found no existence in front of the love of gopis. In that place, Tulsidas got the darshan of Radha and Krishna, but his love is for Raghunath. So he prayed, ki until you will take bow and arrow in your heart, how can I do dandavats? One may say it's quite audacious, but that is how love works. So this place historically became famous as Krishna Bhaye Raghunath. Bhaye means decaim. So now it's still a place there. Radha Krishna deity is there, and behind there's a tall deity of Raghunath holding a bow and an arrow. Amazing how Lord is sprinkling a unique mercy and in the devotee's heart, and the devotee is responding in a very unique way. Same Radha Krishna deities also we see. Some worship in Swakiya Bhav, Parakiya Bhav, some Golok, Dwarka. But it's the same Radha and Krishna, isn't it? Even for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For us, we are so fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole thought process and the way he wanted to guide us, thanks to six Goswamis, have come down to us in very clear, precise forms. Their books are Paribhasha Granthas. clear-cut definition, anyabhilashita sunyam gyan karma anavritam. In the history, perhaps nobody has separated out the strands of gyan and karma from bhakti as Rupa Goswami have done it. But that doesn't mean Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot enter into the life of others around Gaudiya Vaishnavism or even others around Vaishnavism. We keep hearing stories and seems like it was the plan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to have a specific sort of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and he took sannyas in Shankar Sampradaya so that maybe those who are still a little bit Sahridayas can include chanting of the holy names in their lives, isn't it? So now we may see several, even from Advaita Sampradaya, they feel pride in having a picture of Shankaracharya and a picture of Mahaprabhu nearby. Mahaprabhu ki jai. As they say, nobody tops Mahaprabhu. Lives of other saints also. There was a saint in Jaipur. He was a vakil. His name was Saras Madhuri Sharan. He would write poems. Maybe the lawyer job was not well enough. Sometimes it is also said lawyer or liar perhaps means the same thing. But anyway, in the night he would wake up and just write poems, which are called Badhai Geet. Badhai Geet means the songs of celebration on somebody's birthday. Like we have that verse in the 10th canto, 5th chapter, 1st verse, Nandastvatmaja Utpanne Jata Lad Mahamana. And we have the Hindi version of it, Nandke Garanand Bhayo, like that. So he was writing these songs, except for all acharyas, except for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu appeared. What about me? And then he wrote his songs also. And several places for Jagannath Mishra Utsav, because those are the only Braj songs or sort of Hindi songs of Mahaprabhu's birth, in some places they are sung. So Mahaprabhu is genius. A broad-minded sort of entry into devotee's life. So same personality, Sri Krishna, as a form of different avataras, is casting a broad outreach. Asmat prasada sumukaha. And same avatar Sri Krishna, in the lives of those who are Vaishnavas, there is a different accent, different ways, different bhavas. And also different ways how he brings these souls and the jivas to his lotus feet. Somehow the mathematics works like that. Jivas are highly belligerent. In Hindi, it is called deet, obstinate. Making wrong choices again and again and again from previous lives and this lives. Somebody will tell Krishna, Krishna, do something, change their nature. I will not. Okay, then there is Maya with her prakshepatmika and avaranatmika shakti, making each and every jiva a different musical instrument. Some shehnai, which is plucked and stretched, some mridanga, some pakhavach. Basically, daiviyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. So somebody can tell Krishna, please change the nature of Maya. I cannot. So how do you break this checkmate? It seems like a stalemate situation. Krishna throws his mercy in the form of Sri Guru, who is the embodiment of mercy, Shastras, which are embodied in mercy, and sometimes he says, Main hi ja raha hun. I am only going. Avataras. In a very unique way. One such unique story is quite startling. This happened in England, where a person who was in English, he learnt English, but somehow it was World War I, and these kids were drafted into Air Force. So these 20-year-old kids are flying the airplane, going into Belgium, where Germany's, whatever, the Sena has come, and they were supposed to bomb, whatever. But the other people were quite intelligent and sharp. They bombed all the other airplanes, jet planes. Only this person's was remaining. His name was Ronald Nixon, not Richard Nixon, US President. Ronald Nixon. He was about to leave his body, it was clear. But after a while, he found himself waking up in a hospital. And he can faintly remember somebody just pulled the hand and took him out of the aircraft. Who was he? Has to be seen later on. So he dropped his Air Force stint, again enrolled into studies, started studying philosophy. That's what generally happens. But he's looking. Some part of my life is adhura. I'm not getting ashraya, shelter. That's the amorphous thing. Inspiration can be crystalline. Qualification still we can put a finger to. But ashraya, there in the air it is, we do not know. And Krishna knows how to put the links of ashraya. He sent a person called Gyanendra Chakravarti, who was the vice chancellor of University of Lucknow, coming to England to hunt for teachers of English. He finds this person. This person goes to Lucknow, becomes an English professor. Now, the role of Gyanendra Chakravarti is over. That's what Krishna does, right? He moves sort of chessboard. People come and somehow, we don't know where did they go, but our journey is progressed further. His wife became an interesting personality in the life, Monica Chakravarti. And whenever there were some academic programs, you would see very weird thing. She would come and entertain the guest and then become, disappear for 10 minutes. Come back again, entertain the guest, disappear after 10 minutes. Almost like Guru Puja is happening, somebody comes, disappear, then come back again. What happened? Stomach is okay or something else. So he tried to figure it out. And he found that in those 10 minutes break, whatever, she was inside her room meditating, remembering Krishna by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Till that time, Ronald Nixon has become like a family member. He was called Gopal. And he told his mother that, you've been giving me several things, but the real treasure seems to be hidden. Why? Because I can see on your face. This is the real treasure. Face is the index of mind, isn't it? We really do not know PhD to know what's happening in the mind of a person. Then she revealed that I started going to Vrindavan and became in touch with all of our favorite temple, Sri Sri Radha Ramanji. And then I took Diksha in that Sampradaya. And of course, I have duties out of separation, so I'm chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So the life of Ronald Nixon, alias Gopal, started to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. And after a few years, he comes and says, then, Ma, I want to take sannyas. Great, take it from you. I'm a lady, I have so much of responsibility. Nothing doing, I want from you. Krishna had a plan. She then took the sannyas in the Radharaman Sampradaya. Those were interesting days, perhaps. And he took sannyas from her. She became known as Yashoda Ma. He became known as Krishna Prem. This is 1920s. And he is considered to be the first Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnav in Braj. In 1928, they moved to a place called Mitrol near Almora. Scarcely did Britishers would have thought that their hill station would be converted to a dham. Radha Krishna Palace there, and it's called Uttar Vrindavan or the Vrindavan of the North. So who was that person who caught the hand in the flight? Who was this Gyanendra Chakravarti who just came like a pawn or like a, you can say, pyada? You call it somebody, mouthpiece. And then they come to Vrindavan and go away. This is how strange could be mercy of Lord. So, Asmad Prasada Sumukha. In a broad way, different avatars. In a little bit specific way, one avatar and its different ways of reciprocating. And we can even go a little deeper. For us also, in a particular sampradaya, as the aspiring to be Prabhupada Anugas, Sri Krishna's, Radha Gopinath's sort of revelation of His mercy and our reciprocation comes in a very specific way, isn't it? History is a testimony that the statements that this is the only way to serve have fallen on the heels, isn't it? Even in our life, our statements that I will serve in this only way have also fallen on the heels. Because time changes, our body changes, situation changes, and Krishna also wants us, Sri Guru Krishna also wants us to serve in a particular manner. When we deeply contemplate on it, a certain principle of abundance comes in light. Principle of abundance. That there is an abundance of services, abundance of unique relationship with Krishna, and all are equally, you can say, special. Some are frontliners. I would not call backbenchers, but some are back-end support. Some are garland makers. So string the garlands of flowers. Some string the garland of devotees and offer it to their lords, to their guru. There was traveling Sankirtan party where Tamal Krishna Maharaj would ask every brand new bhakta who might have just joined hours ago to completely shave, take a rose and offer it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, that's a good program, you can continue it. Asmat prasada sumukha, in our context also, gets, in Hindi it's called abhivyakt, expressed in very unique ways. When we meditate on it, a strong feeling dawns on us that everybody is special. And I think that is the purport of what, could be the purport of what Prabhupada said, cooperation. I would end by just saying that how Srila Prabhupada really showed these different levels of Asmat Prasada Sumukaha in his approach towards making the world Krishna conscious. He would go to Christian countries and tell people, well, you can be a better Christian. In Iran, when there was even namaz going on, he closed his eyes and look at that. That was, it wasn't that beautiful? Kind of recognizing that Krishna, Supreme Lord, is casting His mercy in the form of different avatars and manifestation all over the world, beyond even Vaishnavism. And then when it came to Vaishnav fold, the best testimony is Hargrave's Moola Prakriti Mataji's book. Prabhupada, our friend of all or for all, that is the Kala of Prabhupada, the time of Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And how much everybody just loved him. They would not even want him to go abroad and preach. So Prabhupada had to trick them. Don't you think it would be nice if Bhagavatam goes abroad? Yeah, it should go. Okay, thank you very much. I think they will need servant and I'm that servant. So he had to literally trick them. This was the Asmat Prasad Sumukha beyond ISKCON. And within ISKCON, who can be a better example of fanning the spark? He said one jai, I think, to Indra Prabhu, and then that jai became victories and victories and victories later on. Her Grace Yamuna Mataji, 74, after 74, she had a different calling from Vrindavan to Portland, and with her friend Dina Tarini Mataji in a small, humble setting. But then people will tell her, no, that's not good. And they would tell Prabhupada also. Maybe it's not right. And Prabhupada said, what's your problem? We are expanding in a different way, and our humble program in which she's showcasing Krishna consciousness through her cookbooks is equally wonderful. And there are pages and pages about this beautiful exposition of Prabhupada in the book, Life of Unalloyed Devotion. In fact, everybody in ISKCON felt that way. One person for sure understood us. Who is that? Srila Prabhupada. With that, we rest our case. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Actually, it is almost 9:15. So we can, I'll be honored and grateful if you can cast your mercy by giving suggestions, feedback, corrections, and I'll try to answer if there is any question. Reflections.
So thank you, Prabhu, for mentioning different aspects of Asmat Prasada Sumukha. You're mentioning how Krishna Bhaya Ram, you know, how the same Lord Krishna went into Lord Ram for Tulsi Das, because we have that mode. So I remembered one shloka from the Bhagavatam. Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavitarit Saroja Aste Shutekshita Pathan Anunatha Pumsa Yadyad Dhyata Urugayam Bhavayanti Tattad Vapuhu Pranayase Sad Anugrahaya. So Sad Anugrahaya is just to have Anugraha on the devotee. Tattad Vapuhu Pranayase, with pranaya, with love, the Lord accepts that form. So it's the same personality, but then out of his Anugraha, special mercy for that particular devotee, out of his love, reciprocation. So he accepts a form to just to reciprocate with that devotee. Remember that shloka.
Beautiful. Thank you. Any other reflection, thoughts, corrections? Okay. We'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Granthrad Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Harinam Prabhu ki, jay jay Shri Radhe. Thank you.
Thank you.